From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Erin Schrader. Missouri Governor Eric Greitens is still getting support from at least one set of constituents, despite being charged with illegally obtaining a list of donors from a charity he founded years ago. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin reports.
GOP House member Diane Franklin represents portions of Fort Leonard Wood and the Lake of the Ozarks area. She says the people she's talked to in her district think Greitens is doing a good job as governor.
I guess there's maybe a rural and city divide on a lot of issues, and you know, this is one of them. The folks that I represent, and as I'm out and about in the rural area, that's how they feel about it.
Franklin is taking a wait-and-see approach and says she hasn't seen any clear-cut evidence that Greitens has done anything wrong. But fellow Republican Kathy Conway of St. Charles maintains that the governor should resign. She says the donor list charge and his pending trial for invasion of privacy is taking valuable time away from the legislature as the deadline for passing the state budget grows closer. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The Missouri House has given initial approval to a bill that would legalize medical marijuana for many patients. The bill, approved yesterday in a voice vote, would allow anyone over 18 dying of a terminal disease to access smokeless medical marijuana. People with cancer, Alzheimer's, post-traumatic stress disorder, and a variety of other conditions would also qualify. Proponents say this will help dying patients alleviate pain and give relief to veterans struggling with the effects of war. Some lawmakers say the bill doesn't go far enough. During a committee hearing earlier this year, opponents also said marijuana should first be legalized at the federal level. The bill needs to be voted on again before it heads to the Senate. A Democratic lawmaker from the St. Louis area is refusing to resign for regularly appearing by phone on a controversial radio talk show. Representative Bob Burms of Afton says he's called in as a listener to a show hosted by Bob Romanek. State party leaders Senator Claire McCaskill and several Democratic legislators say they heard Burns agree with racist and derogatory comments made by Romanek on his show, and they demanded over the weekend that Burns resign from office. But on Monday, he said his comments were edited to make him look bad.
They have tapes of me talking. A lot of those tapes, I believe all of them have been spliced. So it makes me look like I might be agreeing with him, but he'll be say something racist, and I'll say, put on this veterans issue. So you can tell they've been spliced together.
House Democratic Leader Gail McCann Beatty says even if Burns' comments were altered, it's, quote, reprehensible that he called in the show in the first place. She has stripped Burns of all his House committee assignments. A study says the University of Missouri system has a state economic impact of about $5.4 billion a year. The Columbia Missourian reports that the economic impact study was done by consulting firm Tripp Umbach. System administrators and Tripp officials presented the results to lawmakers on Tuesday. The report says the system also collected more than $244 million in state and local revenue taxes and employed more than 61,000 people last year. The report says an organization's total impact compiles the direct, indirect, and induced impact generated in the economy as a result of an organization. The total impact includes the organization's spending, the labor income expenditures, and the resulting value added to the economy. Erin Schrader, KBIA News.